Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 299 on December the 1st, 2023. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Spirit Airlines, HP Inc., and Roblox Corporation, and we discussed three new trades on GameStop Corporation, the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, and Riot Platforms Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. And for anyone that wants to learn how to trade options or simply to get better at how you're already trading, we've launched the Weekly Option membership group. The group features video training that can be accessed online whenever it works best for your schedule, daily interaction with me and others in the group through a chat group, and ongoing videos and webinars to make sure that everyone is up to speed and gets the help they need. This is a community of option traders that can support you in your growth, so email me immediately if you want to learn more about becoming part of this exclusive group. Now, both major equity indexes finished the week higher, but the Dow significantly outperformed the S&P 500 this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 855 points, closing at 36,245 points on Friday. The S&P 500 index gained 35 points, ending the week at 4,594 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week is trade execution. The more you trade, the more you realize that things can go wrong in how a trade is executed. A trade might be attractive at one price, but quickly become unattractive at other prices as the market moves. I've even missed trades recently by less than a nickel, which really ticks me off. The trade I'm thinking of this week would have made me over $1,000 per option. That would have been a 4x return for about 30 minutes of work, but my order was never filled. Sometimes it's the broker's fault. Sometimes it's the trader's fault. Either way, a trade that does not get executed cannot make you money. Market orders can be very effective if you need to get in the market quickly. However, you run the risk of getting filled at a bad price, which changes all of your economics for the trade. That, of course, is better than not getting filled at all sometimes. Every broker is different, so keep track of how long it takes to get your option spreads filled and how often you miss a good trade due to just poor execution. My brokerage is great 99% of the time, but no one's perfect. Never miss a trade over a nickel, especially when the upside is so large. When I was on the trading floor, we had a crude saying to go with this idea, but I won't say it on the show. Just remember to always make sure that you got your order filled so that you can execute the trading plan that you planned on. So trade the plan and plan the trade. All right, that's it for this week's topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the trading review. It was actually a pretty good week for the trades. We're going to start off with the covered call on Spirit Airlines, symbol S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha, V as in Victor, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.02 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the December 13 half call at $1.40, hoping for a return of 14.44%. in 3 weeks. Now, shares of Spirit Airlines gained $1.93 per share, ending the week at $14.95 per share. The call option we sold gained $1.22, leaving us with a net profit of 71 cents if we were to close the trade out immediately. Of course, we stand to make more than twice that if stock remains above $13.50 per share in 2 weeks. So it's definitely worth holding on to this trade, not making any adjustments. This trade is working out as planned. Now, I always remember to keep track of stock, especially when we're this close to expiration. There aren't any guarantees that the stock is going to remain above the strike price over the next 2 weeks. So stay on top of it and definitely have a plan for what you're going to do if stock goes against you. Next up, we have the credit spread on HP Inc. Symbol H as in hotel, P as in Papa, Q as in Quebec. At the time, the stock was trading for $28.64 per share. I looked at selling the December 28 half 28 put spread at 19 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 31 cents per spread. Now, shares of HP Inc. grew 86 cents, ending the week at $29.50 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread that we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. So the spread has lost half of its value so far, which means this trade is absolutely working out according to plan too. So no adjustments are needed for this one. And just to finish the week out with a 3-for-3 win, the debit spread for last week also won. We looked at Roblox Corporation, symbol R as in Romeo, B as in Bravo, L as in Lima, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $38.12 per share. I looked at buying the December 37 half 38 call spread for 30 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 20 cents, or that's a 66.67% return in 3 weeks. Now, shares of Roblox picked up $2.33, ending the week at $40.45 per share. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is now deep in the money. This spread's value will slowly appreciate to 50 cents if the stock remains above $38 per share over the next couple weeks. So this trade is working out according to plan. Of course, you can always expand this spread from, say, the 50 cent wide spread to even a $2 spread if you'd like. That's always a nice way to add onto the gains of a successful trade, as long as you know how to do that successfully. Now, there's still 2 weeks left in this trade, so it's not a done deal just yet. So keep track of the stock and have a plan for what you plan to do if the stock goes against you. For now, enjoy the 3x win on the week. So that's it for the review of last week's trades. Let's get into some new trades for this week. Hopefully, it'll be a 3-for-3 winner as well. We are 2 weeks away from the December 15th expiration for monthly options. So this will be our last week looking at December trades. I actually am not even ready to start thinking about January trades, but we're basically here. Now, there's less time to make adjustments on any of the trades on today's show. So I view these trades as being inherently riskier just because they have less time. So we're going to start off with a cover call. I'm back to looking at GameStop Corporation, symbol G as in golf, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $15.29 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the December 15 half call at $1.80. That could give us a return of 13.15% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $15.29 per share and selling the December 15 half call at $1.80. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $15.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $13.49 per share, and in real terms, the stock purchase will require $1,529, and you'll collect $180 for selling the option. And just to clarify, the reason the stock purchase is so much is because in order to sell that call option, each call option represents 100 shares of stock. So you'll need to own 100 shares of stock to cover or to make sure that this is actually a covered call. The call is covered by the stock. All right, so let's move on to our next trade for the week, which is going to be a credit spread on the Van Eck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in golf, D as in Delta, X is an X-ray. The stock ended the week at $31.81 per share. I'm looking at selling the December 31 half 31 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the December 31 half put at 61 cents and concurrently buying the December 31 put for 43 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $31.50 per share. The break-even price on the trade is $31.32, and in real terms, you'll collect $18 per spread that you sell and have $32 at risk. And our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on Riot Platforms, symbol R as in Romeo, I as in India, O as in Oscar, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $13.77 per share. I'm looking at buying the December 13, 13 half call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that's a 56.25% return in 2 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the December 13 call for $1.43 and concurrently selling the December 13 half call at $1.11. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $13.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $13.32 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $32 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. This is my last show under 300. So I've got to figure out what's going to happen on next week's show. Seems like I should commemorate my 300th show doing something. I'm super excited. Thank you to those of you who have followed me for any part of this journey, which means even if this is the first time you're hearing me, thank you for listening. I have the best fans. I get the best email. You guys are awesome. And I've got the best people in my groups too. So thank you so much. And hey, I hope you have a great weekend. As always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.